In Britain, there's a new push to empty overcrowded prisons. Plans for what the government is calling radical reforms could see thousands of convicted criminals spared jail sentences in a bid to save money. The World's Laura Lynch reports from London.
It was the rallying cry of the last Conservative government of the mid-1990s, when cabinet ministers routinely delivered tough speeches on law and order.
Prison works. It ensures that we are protected from murderers, muggers, and rapists.
Since then, the prison population has almost doubled in England and Wales to slightly more than 85,000. The move to imprison more and more criminals has been popular. It's also been expensive. At nearly $6 billion, Britain has the most costly prison building program in Europe. With a budget-cutting mentality enveloping Parliament, Justice Secretary Ken Clark is tackling the delicate task of selling the public on plans to keep some criminals out of jail.
There are some very nasty people who commit nasty offences. They must be punished and communities protected. My first priority, as I keep saying, is the safety of the British public. That's what the department's for. But just banging up more and more people for longer without actively seeking to change them is, in my opinion, what you would expect of Victorian England.
Clark is setting the stage for plans to divert those with short-term sentences away from prison and into community rehabilitation programs. Probation officers are welcoming the proposals. Spokesman Harry Fletcher says too many minor criminals reoffend because rehabilitation programs inside prisons don't work.
Last year, 55,000 people were in prison for 6 months or less. They served an average of 2 months each. And within a very short period of release, 75% had been convicted of an offence again. If they're intensely supervised in the community, say for 4 to 6 months, which will be much, much cheaper, the reoffending rates also drop to 34%, which is a big gap.
But some prison officers are concerned. Steve Gillen of the Prison Officers Association says it's more important to focus on preventing men and women from committing crimes in the first place.
And I'm afraid that needs investment, because simply to ignore the root causes of crime, which is drugs, alcohol and mental health issues, then if we don't get to the root causes of it, we're never going to resolve it.
As for the criminals themselves, this man, who doesn't want to be identified, went to jail for a month earlier this year for assault. He says seeing hardened convicts on the inside was eye-opening.
They come into your room every day. So it's a brutal place, a lot of violence, a lot of trouble.
He also says his time in prison had a profound effect on him and prompted him to change his ways.
In some ways, it's probably the best experience I've had. Not in the sense that it was a nice experience, it was a horrible, horrible experience, but it did open my eyes to a whole new world, and it made me realise that I had to change my life or else I would be in this place for a long time, which I did not want to be.
If these reforms do go ahead, not only will it end nearly two decades of rising prison populations, it will also end the hefty price tag that goes with them, an attractive proposition for a government that's desperately short of cash. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.